So you're waking up, having your morning coffee, and the 2025 provincial election is now in the rearview mirror. But politically speaking, what has changed in Simcoe County? Well, the short answer is nothing. The area has typically been a stronghold for the progressive conservatives and party leader Doug Ford, a sea of blue for the past several years. There are five ridings in our region, including Barrie Innisfil, Barrie Springwater Oro Medonte, Simcoe Gray, Simcoe North, and York Simcoe. All of the PC incumbents held their riding, and most in resounding fashion. Here is a look at where things stand, now that the dust has settled. Andrea Kanjan, the progressive conservative incumbent in Barrie Innisfil, speaks at the Barrie Chamber of Commerce candidates event held at Traditions at Sheba Shrine Club on John Street in Barrie on February 24. Kevin Lamb, Barrie Today Files. Barrie Innisfil. Incumbent Andrea Kanjan, who has served as Environment Minister in Premier Doug Ford's cabinet, secured a third term with a resounding win last night. According to unofficial results from Elections Ontario, she garnered 22,048 votes, outpacing the second-place finisher by more than 11,000 votes. Kanjan was first elected in 2018, when she received 22,121 votes, just shy of 50%, 49.97% to be exact, of the vote. The NDP's Pekka Rainio finished second with 12,661 votes, or 28.6%. Placing third was Liberal incumbent Anne Hogarth with 5,543 votes, or 12.52%. Hogarth was first elected in 2014 to represent what was then the Barrie riding. Kanjan held the Barrie Innisfil seat in 2022 with 18,225 votes, or 50.25%. Rainio again placed second, with 6,942 votes, and the Liberals' John Oldthwis was third with 6,564 votes, or 18.1%. The riding includes Southend Barrie and Innisfil. Doug Downey, the progressive conservative incumbent in Barrie Springwater Oro Medonte, speaks at the Barrie Chamber of Commerce's Meet Your Candidates event at Traditions at Sheba Shrine on John Street on February 25. Kevin Lamb, Barrie Today Files. Barrie Springwater Oro Medonte, BSOM. Doug Downey also had designs on a third term in the provincial legislature and came through with flying colors. According to unofficial results from Elections Ontario, Downey received 20,011 votes in last night's provincial election, which was almost 5,700 more than second-place candidate Rose Zacharias from the Liberals. He was first elected in 2018 when he garnered 20,445 votes, or 44.75%. Finishing second that year was the NDP's Dan Jansen with 12,891 votes, 28.21%, with the Liberals' Jeff Kirk coming in third with 6,210 votes, 13.59%. It was a much closer race in 2022, when Downey narrowly edged Liberal candidate, and former Barrie Mayor, Jeff Lehman by 296 votes to hold the riding for the PCs. Downey received 16,631 votes, 42.1%, to Lehman's 16,335, 41.35%, to secure a second term. The NDP's Beverly Patchell was a distant third with 3,093 votes, 7.83%. A local lawyer, Downey has served as Attorney General in Ford's cabinet. The riding, which includes the north end of Barrie and the two townships, was created in 2015 and first contested in 2018. Brian Saunderson, the progressive conservative incumbent for Simcoe Gray, sits in his campaign office on Maple Street in Collingwood in this file photo. Jessica Owen, Collingwood Today. Simcoe Gray. Progressive conservative incumbent Brian Saunderson was looking for a return trip to Queen's Park in 2025, and he punched his ticket. According to unofficial results from Elections Ontario, Saunderson had 30,572 votes, which is 12,000 more than Liberal candidate Ted Chrysler. The former Collingwood mayor was elected MPP in 2022, when he received strong support, picking up 27,067 votes, 51.18%. Finishing second was Chrysler with 11,687 votes, 22.1%. Finishing in third that year was the NDP's Keith Nunn with 5,849 votes, 11.06%. Simcoe Gray has been a progressive conservative stronghold for many years. Jim Wilson held the riding, previously known as Simcoe West, for many years, beginning in 1990 until he announced in 2020 that he would not seek re-election. Wilson resigned from the PC caucus in 2018 and finished his political career as an independent. He had held high-profile portfolios, including Minister of Energy, Science and Technology for 5 years, as well as Minister of Health for parts of 3 years. The riding, which abuts Barrie's western border, includes Isa Township. Simcoe North's progressive conservative incumbent, Jill Dunlop, is shown in a file photo from the 2025 provincial election campaign, Giselle Winton Sarvis, Aurelia Matters. Simcoe North. Jill Dunlop is no stranger to politics. It's in her blood. Dunlop was also seeking a third term, and got exactly what she was looking for. According to unofficial results from Elections Ontario, she received 25,020 votes, 11,752 more than second-place finisher Walter Alvarez Bardales of the Liberals. First elected in 2018, Dunlop served as Minister of Colleges and Universities for 3 years, and, more recently as Minister of Education. In 2018, she received 25,236 votes, or 46.92%. Finishing second was the NDP's Elizabeth Van Hoot with 15,078 votes, 28.03%, while Liberal candidate Jerry Marshall was third with 9,523 votes, 17.7%. In 2022, Dunlop widened the margin of victory, percentage-wise at least, after receiving 23,041 votes, or 49.8%. Van Hoot came in second with 8,208 votes, 17.74%, while the Liberals' Aaron Caden Hiltz wasn't far behind with 8,070 votes, 17.44%. Her father, Garfield Dunlop, was the riding's progressive conservative MPP from 1999 to 2015. He resigned so former party leader Patrick Brown could run for a seat in the legislature. Brown, who is now the mayor of Brampton, has also been a Barrie city councillor and Barrie MP. The riding includes Orillia, Midland and Penetanguishene. Caroline Mulroney, the progressive conservative incumbent in York Simcoe, is shown in a file photo. Kenneth Armstrong, Guelph Today. York Simcoe. Caroline Mulroney was another local MPP with a third term in her sights. Check that box, too. According to unofficial results from Elections Ontario, she received 24,705 votes, 14,768 more than second-place finisher Fatima Chaudhry of the Liberals. The daughter of late former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney was first elected as York Simcoe's provincial representative in 2018, when she received 26,050 votes, or 57.26%. Finishing second was the NDP's Dave Soulousse with 10,655 votes, 23.42%, while Liberal candidate Lorelea Carruthers was third with 6,182 votes, 13.59%. In 2022, Mulroney demolished the competition with 20,789 votes, or 56.76%. The Liberals' Walter Alvarez Bardales was second with 6,319 votes, 17.25%, and the NDP's Spencer Yonke was third with 4,083 votes, 11.15%. Mulroney, who also ran for the party leadership in 2018, has served as Francophone Affairs Minister, Transportation Minister, Attorney General, and President of the Treasury Board. Prior to Mulroney's arrival, the riding had been held for many years by the late Julia Monroe. The riding includes Bradford West Gwillimbury. For more coverage of the provincial election, click here.